Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with John Butler of the Beef Marketing Group. We're back with John in just a moment.
Quartermaster Creek Angus and Leedy wants to invite you to their 13th annual production sale featuring 90 spring two-year-old bulls bred to be tough and developed to last. These bulls have been parent verified and have genomically enhanced EPDs available. Mike and Annie Schweitzer invite you to their sale February 22nd at 12:30 p.m. at the ranch in Leedy, Oklahoma. You can see the catalog online at www.quartermastercreek.com or call Mike at 580-445-8275. It's the Quartermaster Creek Angus Production Sale.
The makers of Black Labels, Inc. understand you didn't get into farming for the money. You farm because your family farmed. You farm because feeding the world feels good. But while you didn't get into it for the money, getting the best return on your money is a priority. That's why Black Labels, Inc. uses zinc and proprietary LHC technology to optimize the phosphate in your ground for better root masses and even bigger yield potential. When return on investment matters, turn to Black Labels, Inc. It's phosphate done better.
John Butler is the chief executive officer of something called the Beef Marketing Group. They're based out of Manhattan, Kansas. He's heavily involved with the sustainability efforts within the beef industry, and he's very much a believer in tying the various segments of the beef business together in order to provide a great eating experience for that consumer.
You know, we certainly see that alignment is the future of protein, that we're going to need to be more aligned with where the animals begin all the way till they become in the meat case or on the menu, and actually tie that promise, what we're doing, how we're doing it, to a brand. And that's what we've done in the Beef Marketing Group, is we've really worked with a number of end users to understand what they want in the product that they're receiving and being able to build to that want. And as a result, we think we've built a more sustainable, from a business perspective, model, and one that's able to extract additional value than just the normal commodity model that's out there today.
And Butler says that what his group is working on right now lends itself very well to providing the traceability that many of our international customers are wanting, and perhaps down the road, delivering that same traceability back to our domestic end users.
This is a natural progression to go into traceability. Now, does that mean it's going to be an industry-wide traceability system? I think we're going to have to start small. My opinion is that we will start with private enterprise that takes advantage of that traceability expectation for our export customer and deliver that to them, and then be able to demonstrate to the broader industry that it works and that there isn't a fear of black helicopters, and that, you know, we actually, by doing that, we're meeting a customer's need, an export customer, and it's actually going to allow us to be more competitive in the protein marketplace on a global perspective.
John Butler will be the keynote speaker on February 24th in Ardmore at the Texoma Cattlemen's Conference, where the program is all about sustainability and the future of the beef business.
Well, our hope, and we're really excited to be a part of the program, our hope and mine is to just share from a producer's perspective, because that's what I am, the work that we're doing, and the good effort and the positive outcomes that we're looking for, that we're trying to continue down this path of continual improvement. And that's going to start with understanding what we're doing and being able to connect the dots from one segment to the next segment, the cow-calf guy to the feeder, and so on and so forth. And that'll be what we try to share at that group with those producers that will be in the room.
And of course, there will also be some folks further down the chain that'll be there as well, I guess, trying to fill in the blanks on their part of it.
Yeah, we're very fortunate to have, I think McDonald's will actually be represented and serve on a speaking dossier with me. And it's very exciting to work with a company like McDonald's, not because it's a McDonald's necessarily, but because it represents the end user. And they are the closest relative to consumer facing that we've got in the beef supply chain. So when we look at now having McDonald's come and share their excitement about being able to be more involved in the whole supply chain and not just the user of hamburger, is a very exciting development for us. And I think the producers that come to that will really start to see how valuable these relationships are.
Cattle producer and chief executive officer of the Beef Marketing Group, John Butler. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
In the market for a bull? Well, then make plans to attend Blackjack Farms Bull Sale Saturday, March 4th, featuring guests Pfeiffer Angus Farms and McFerrin Farms. Come bid on 85 Angus and Sim Angus bulls, ages ranging from 18 months to spring yearlings, all semen tested and fully guaranteed. Sale books mailed on request and online at www.mcsauction.com. The sale starts at noon on the ranch near Seminole, Oklahoma. For more information, call sale manager Matt Sims at 405-641-6081.
At your Beef Buzz, have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.